T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
1-1 from Adam, line drive. Throw to second in time. One run scores. It's now a 5-4 game. Terrific play by Anderson. Not used to playing second base.
No, that's an unbelievable play, and just getting one out was key here for the USA. You're not going to turn two on this play. Once he grabbed it, he's trying to find the ball. Luckily, he was able to get it one hop to Turner, and it still keeps the double play in order. But a huge out and a big run.
That is from Fox. FS1. And Tim Anderson got better at second base over the course of this tournament.
100%. He got comfortable there. He made a nice turn yesterday on a double play ball. And it helps if you got... I'm telling you, this is the wave of the future, Dan. With the way that this is going to work with the shift rule, you better have two shortstops. I still don't think that it means that the White Sox are going to move Tim Anderson to second base, but it was nice to see him show positional versatility and be willing to take one for the team.
It is unique in that their actual second baseman is someone who has never played an inning at second base, because Elvis Andrus has been a shortstop his entire career.
I was trying to do the math on it. Has Tim Anderson, did he play more second base in the WBC than Andrus has played in spring?
Oh, in spring.
Oh, in spring.
I mean,
his whole career.
All it takes is one out over there. That would be infinitely more.
But more innings than he did in spring, I guess, is what I'm asking. But it was cool that he did it, without any grumbling.
It wasn't a big deal.
And it wasn't a big deal.
His whole attitude toward it was really appreciated. And it wasn't just that, but it's what he talked about before the game as well, and his sincerity into how he viewed this entire World Baseball Classic.
I've watched your second play with such an ease. Does it seem like it's a little easier for you?
Yeah, definitely. It's more relaxing that, it's more relaxing that second. It's not a whole lot, like shortstop, you kind of got to be the quarterback. At second, you don't really have to do a whole lot. You just got to make the plays.
Well, and your arm plays, man, at second. But I just filmed this myself watching you the other day in practice. This is the most difficult move at second. That pivot and then the throw back on that one. You're making it look like you've been doing this a long time.
Yeah, just not thinking about it. Just letting that athleticism take over. And, not putting too much pressure on myself. It is a new position.
Watching you turn the pivot, I was like, woo-wee.
Yeah.
I've
been working in such a small time, but I've been working it.
So who worked with you the most?
I can't really just say exactly who. I've been working with a little bit of everybody. Yeah, and I've been taking a little bit of information from Trey. I've been taking a little bit of information from Jeff.
And so, Mookie playing a little second,
Mookie,
too?
Yeah, Mookie to go, man. Mookie to go. Yeah, he's been giving me a lot of information, so it's just very cool to be around.
Mookie is kind of the GOAT.
So you mean to tell me that Tim Anderson was a sponge of information?
Mm-hmm. You go into a place where...
played a different spot in the infield.
The thing about
is known for having errors, learned some stuff, and then developed.
Yeah, and the footwork is kind of opposite. It's like learning as a dance partner to be
Ginger Rogers or Fred Astaire.
Exactly.
But he
is that
also,
too old of a reference? I feel like that's too old of a reference.
And Ginger Rogers' great line where she said he gets all the credit, but I'm doing the exact same thing except backwards
in
high heels.
Yes.
Yep. And now you know what it's like to be a woman.
Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan. Is that a more updated reference? Was that take it? What was it to the streets?
Step up
to the streets.
You ever seen the Fred Astaire?
One or two?
You ever seen the Fred Astaire golf video?
No.
I'll find it. I'll show it to you. It is not to be believed.
The thing that I find so fascinating about T.A. is because of his limited baseball experience, how much of this stuff that he is picking up. And I know he's, what, an eight-year pro now? But because he doesn't really have a background as a baseball player, to see some of this stuff and him being like, oh, that's, I get it. I get how to make this pivot. And because he's got a strong arm and because he's got the crazy athleticism, it's not that difficult once you're working with him and getting through to him on how to play the position. I was really happy because that first game, and it does take you off guard, because if you're playing the different positions, if it's a two hopper, it's a shortstop, you don't have any time. You got to get it and go. Second base, you can take your time. And he found that out where he had that little stumble on the first ball that he got and then was able to get the ball over to first base.
But this is what I love about things like this. This is what I love about the World Baseball Classic. You are in a different environment. You're playing a different position. Things are going to come to you that maybe you didn't see doing something else. And for him to say, I wanted to listen to these people. These are the people who helped me. And then execute. It also makes me then wonder, what's happening here? Because
yeah.
I love to hear him talk about this. I love to hear how he's absorbing this information. You're seeing him do it well.
Is this something
that you want to see on the field as well. You want to see him still grow in the infield. I absolutely do. I've been wanting that for a while.
I
love that this is happening for him because it's possible and it's here.
When I think about TA as shortstop, I wonder if the full development of him defensively it has been slower because he's missed so many games that he just doesn't have the flight hours.
That's reasonable.
To kind of really take advantage of his ridiculous athleticism and then add the skill to the athleticism. Like all of it is a learning thing, but Mookie Betts has been moved around the diamond and he can play a couple different spots for you. He's basically Mr. Perfect. He can do everything.
The issue
he's 5'9" and can dunk a basketball. He bowls 300 games.
But I think to speak to your point, I think that when we see the problems that Anderson has had, the nonlinear development, it's been in routine plays.
Yes.
But some of it is not at the edges of his range.
He makes spectacular plays all the time.
All the time, but sometimes the issues have been on a two-hopper right at him.
It's been him dropping down on a throw where he should have come over the top and gotten every bit of his arm and his legs into a throw from shortstop. It's him not anticipating the speed of the runner going down to first base and maybe being a little bit late on a throw. It's all of that stuff. But I really enjoy watching him play second base and him embracing the concept of it.
I could just see him, since he has such a multi-talented and really multi-sport background athlete, I could very much see him using this information to his advantage and to the team's advantage.
I like what you said, like calling him a sponge. Like I always wonder with Tim, because Tim is very private. Like he's low-key. I wonder how much he asks about this, and maybe it was a more comfortable environment to maybe ask about these things where he kind of has to be the man on the White Sox.
Yeah.
So maybe you're not asking for help, but you're sitting there, you've got Trey Turner and you've got Mookie Betts. You've got Mark DeRosa.
And say, hey, what angle do you take? If I'm positioned here and I know I've got to get to the bag, I say, well, which foot do you start with? I mean, there are little things like that where if you, after your creep step, is my weight on this foot, is my weight on this foot? If the ball's over here, little
things.
How
do I protect myself? Ugh. Which, you know, that's a big part of playing second base is You know, they always tell you go to the back corner of the bag, and that you're, at least I was taught that. I don't know what they're teaching now. Go to the back corner of the bag, and that puts you in a better position to protect yourself. And you're using that to push off on the turn to throw. These are all things that, because of how he is, like what his personality is, I wonder if he has asked.
Well, some teach come through. Some teach, if you're at the corner of the bag, you're crow hop, you're past. Like as you are making the exchange, you're moving through and past the bag.
I know some people that come down too.
Yes.
Like that's their way that they feel like if they can get to the front back corner of the bag, that's a way that they can stay out of harm's way. Mm-hmm. But that takes dancer's toes. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to have incredible timing and footwork to make that happen.
And it's also about the guys don't close their glove. You know, when you make that play, that just you got to take that right off the palm, and it's just gonna the timing of the grabbing of the ball. You don't catch it so much as just stop it and grab it.
If it's a flip, you can even put it on the outside of your glove.
Yep.
You can just catch it on the outside of your glove and then make the transfer, but you got to be kind of slick to be able to pull that off.
You don't see a lot of that anymore.
No, Ozzie used to do that, I think.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, in working with Ozzie Guillen and watching him watch Tim Anderson in the infield, this is a lot of stuff that gets brought up. It's footwork as well, but I also illustrate this for a reason. Yoan Moncada had to go back to third base. After they wanted to put him at second for how long?
Well, he had all the gold gloves. He had the Cuban gold gloves.
That's
what he kept telling Rick Hahn.
But the point is, so now you're hearing TA talk about all of this. You see Yoan Moncada and what happened. He went back to a position where he had previous training. Pedro Grifol is not magic. But these are the things with the new staff where I wonder how much of this stuff is going to be implemented. Growth and things of that nature. Like, this is something that the Sox needed to improve on, infield defense. So hopefully some of this translates to the actual games.
I love when players show the ability to listen, learn, and grow. And that's what I feel like. I feel like Tim Anderson is a better player now because of his experience with USA Baseball. I don't know if he would say that, but I feel like this experience has been incredible for him. And I wonder what the long-term, if there are any, ramifications are for that.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.